This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast! Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable. Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time for the Falcons Report on Dukes and Bell.
Looking, shoots it for the end zone. Intercepted, A.J. Terrell.
All the highlights and interviews you need from the Dirty Birds.
Fighting all the way through, finding a way to get that win is absolutely outstanding. What we love to do.
The best the Falcons have to offer right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You shall not pass.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man.
Thursday, we will be live at Hooters Mall of Georgia. Come through, hang out with us. We'd love to get a chance to see you. And more importantly, we're talking all things Falcons and a lot of football, guys, as football season is here with training camps opening up this week. And as we've been saying, look, I think the excitement for training camp is real. And it's weird because, again, we're not talking about multiple runs to the NFC Championship game. We're not talking about us being playoff team, you know, for the last 10 years and maybe coming up short. We're talking about a team that had a chance and blew it last year. But, Mike, I also think the change at quarterback, and it gets back to what you said earlier, I think a lot of people are juiced and excited about Michael Penix and right. what that is going to bring to the city and what it's going to bring to this team.
We got all these weapons. We got a guy that can throw it, make all the throws, can throw it down the field. We've seen it. We had a small sample size. And as we talked about with Steve Weiss earlier, you can rewind on the Odyssey app, NFL Insider. He'll be out at Falcons camp on Saturday, by the way, with NFL Network.
That's right.
But, you know, Steve was saying, I mean, we have a small sample size. I thought he did enough to win all three games he played in, certainly. Did enough to win the Commanders game. Coach took the ball out of his hands at the end. Did enough to beat Carolina. You couldn't stop them. Their defense was abysmal. And the Giants game, that's where they let him, you know, get the debut.
If you missed the Steve Weiss interview, by the way, go rewind on the Odyssey app and subscribe to Dukes and Bell. You won't miss any of our segments and, more importantly, our guest. But he did have some interesting things to say about the Falcons. And that's where this starts, right? And for those of you going to come out and you'll get a chance to see him spin it and throw it around a little bit, it's going to be fun. But the other thing is that one of the guys he's throwing it to has had an interesting offseason, and not because he's done anything wrong, but Kyle Pitts has made it clear, Mike, that he wants people to see that he's putting in the work, which led to our montage yesterday, and I asked about whether or not should we be excited about what we're seeing. And then he went out to Vegas for Athletes First Elite, which was an event that they do in Vegas, and Rand Carthon, who's a CBS analyst, played. He's interviewing him. Our boy BMAC is out there. He's not involved in the interview.
Okay.
But Kyle Pitts has asked a bunch of different things, and one of the things that he was answering is about himself and the expectations of heading into this season. And again, I'm not putting any more pressure, Mike, on Kyle Pitts. You're not putting any more pressure on Kyle Pitts.
No, whatever I get from him, as my dad would say, it's gravy, okay? You know, can you get me some touchdowns in the red zone? Can you move the chains? I don't put everything on his shoulders. I still don't think Zach knows exactly how to maximize his talent, but then there's that great argument you and I always have. Is it because he doesn't do the work that the analysts call him out on? Well, route running, all the little, things. The small details, being the best Kyle Pitts he needs to be.
He can be.
Right.
So this is what he said, and he was interviewed by Ron Carthon. It's out there, guys, if you want to check it out. But it's Athletes First Elite Week in Vegas, and he went out there. Bunch of guys that are rep by Athletes First are out there, and they're working out and whatnot. And I'm all for this. As much as we're clowning around, like, I'm all for it. If it's going to absolutely make Kyle the player that we expect him to be, here's Kyle Pitts.
Just a rejuvenated year. Mike's coming in, you know, very aggressive. It's a lot going for us, new team. It's time for me to just revamp my name and, you know, get back to what I used to do.
Rejuvenated year, Mike's coming in, being aggressive. Okay, so what's that mean? Does that mean Michael Penix has challenged Kyle Pitts, Mike, to say, yo, I'm going to get you the ball, but I need you to make some plays?
There is no tomorrow! And then maybe, yes, they did meet on the beach and hugged like Apollo and Rocky Balboa.
Is no tomorrow.
There isn't.
There is no tomorrow. I mean, there is no tomorrow.
If you can get up for Clubber Lang, maybe you can get up for the rest of the NFC South.
I hope Penix is challenging him and the rest of the receiving corps, specifically, though, Pitts. And let me say this, too, because Jesse Bates alluded to this with us last time we saw him and talked to him, and he's going to have another great year for us, man. But Jesse was like, look, for those of you who may not realize this, Michael Penix talks a little noise out there. Now, he's not running his mouth the entire time, but when you say something to him or you're challenging him, he's like, okay, he's not afraid to come back at you, Mike, and I like it.
Right.
I dig that the fact that the quarterback has enough balls to say something and maybe get guys enthralled enough to, hey, we're going to get this going. It gets back to the play we keep talking about last year.
Right.
I missed you, Drake. Run it again.
Right. Remember that Drake was talking that nonsense with the corner for the Panthers? They can make those red zone plays. Those plays that we never got with Matt and Julio like we should have. Those high point tosses, all those things which, you know, oh, it would be a natural. This is the stuff I think we're going to get this year. Offensive line, we talked about it. It's really not a concern. If you heard Mark Schlereth on the show yesterday, he said, you know, Nuzil isn't Dahlman, but, you know, Nuzil, we didn't complain about him as far as I could tell last year, and they certainly didn't look to upgrade or draft a guy. They could have, you know, moved some things to try to maybe pick one up, but they didn't, so they believe in him. That's the only question mark in the offensive line.
And we looked it up. He played 8 games last year. I said 6 or 7 earlier in the show. 8?
Right.
Oh, that's a lot of playing. So I forgot how long Dahlman was out. But, Mike, yeah, that's the thing with the offensive line. The Kyle Pitts stuff, again, when he says rejuvenated year, here's the thing, guys. You don't think for one second that he's aware of not only what we say, hi, Kyle, or what the perception is out there of what he hasn't done. You're mistaken. And so for him, forget about the contract year. Yeah, but you know what, Mike? All that handles itself if you play up to your ability.
Right. Just be the guy that we drafted at 4th overall to be, you know, a perennial Pro Bowler. Out of the gate with Matt Ryan delivering the football, the 1,000 yards was there. Now, again, 1,000 yards over 17 weeks, it doesn't really blow people away anymore if you do the math. But still, it was historical, and it's impressive. Unfortunately, the injury was more than we really, I guess, expect. We didn't expect that injury to hurt him the second year.
Right.
That injury became a 2-year injury.
That's right.
In essence. That's what we got from talking to Arthur Smith, both on and off the record at times with our interviews. But, you know, last year, that's the thing about Kyle Pitts. That game in Tampa, he was like a freaking thoroughbred zipping across the field, making those catches. They couldn't catch him. You know, he shows you that athleticism. And then, unfortunately, also then bats the ball up like he's playing hot potato in the Giants game. And that results in Michael Penix Jr.'s first interception.
We don't need you to be a unicorn, but just don't be the horse you take behind the barn and shoot. You don't have to be a unicorn. Just don't be that horse you have to shoot.
Don't be a you don't have to be a unicorn, but don't go off to the glue factory either.
Yeah, it's a great point. Thank you. And you're right about that. Meanwhile, he is training. And he's training
in a montage?
No, like nobody's business.
I'm running and I'm sweating and I'm catching the ball. Everybody out there wants to see me take a fall. Not me! I'm Kyle Pitts.
Kyle Pitts. 404-726-0929.
I'm gonna shut up, Dukes and Bell. They can all go to I'm Kyle Pitts.
And by the way, the interview with Rand Carthon is really good. Rand asked him a few really interesting questions about his favorite tight ends, who he'd want to be, you know, who do you have dinner with, those kind of things.
Right. Who could you play more like?
He talked about Ditka and the guys he looked up to. He talked about Ditka being one of the all-time greats because he was the first big tight end. So anyways, it's really cool. But he did say, again, rejuvenated season, I just want to show what I'm capable of. And we hope that's the case. Camp starts Thursday. Can I ask you a question? Because, you know, we had.
He was supposed to be Brock Bowers. You know, Brock Bowers blew people away, helped Georgia win national championships.
That's exactly right.
But now you look at guys, Trey McBride, George Kittle, Jonnu Smith, you know, who was actually looking up at him in the depth chart. And he's like, Kelsey had a down year, still better than what Pitts had. Sam Laporta. You know, even Mark Andrews, who was the, you know, let's be honest, who
he's
was
a playmaker.
The wrong kind of goat at the end of the season. You know, Gesicki, Freiermuth, and then Pitts comes in at 13th. I mean, you should be up there in the top five, the perennial Pro Bowl. That's what you were drafted for, perennial Pro Bowl.
Yeah, no doubt. We had this question that we threw around. I guess it was when Desmond Ridder was here, maybe. Maybe it was Mariota. And by no stretch of the imagination am I putting Michael Penix in that category. He's right. Better. Talent-wise, we know this. Mariota, again, was drafted high. We know, won a Heisman. He was a great college player, but it just hasn't translated to the NFL the way we might thought it might be. Would Michael Penix having a game manager season be okay?
No. No, 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 no. No.
Game manager?
Well, unless you're going to have Bijan run for 2,000 yards. You know, and I don't want that either, because, you know, I don't run Bijan on the ground. You got to manage Bijan.
Okay, I'm just asking.
But, I mean, Bijan and Tyler Allgeier combined for over 2,000
yards. But he's not turning the ball over, Mike. He's getting you a touchdown or two a game. He's throwing for 275 a game. He's not a turnover machine, Mike.
I need him to sling that Jesse in there, man. Come on. He's a gunslinger. That's what he's here to do.
So you would not be okay with him having a game manager-type season?
No. Brock Purdy? I don't need Brock Purdy. I'm not bringing him
to
be Brock
Purdy. Super Bowl.
He didn't do anything. But, and by the way, I was blown away how much, you know, we talked with Mark Schlereth. Schlereth's a big fan of Brock Purdy.
Yes,
yesterday.
He is. Yes, because
Carl and I are like, I wouldn't give him the money.
No, I don't know.
But that's where you're at in the NFL. You got to have a quarterback. So even if the one is, you know, he's that guy for them. But getting back to, yes, I think fans expect him to be. You want to quantify it? 25 touchdowns, over, under?
Yeah, over. Over.
Well, that's more than game manager. That's
over.
More than Purdy.
It would be, especially last year, and they still paid him. But I bring this up because we have this conversation, and for the last few quarterbacks that we've had, not including Kirk Cousins, because you gave him the respect of being a guy that was in the league, but we've had this thing where we kind of go back and forth on, all right, is he a game manager? I think you said Desmond needed to be a game manager. We said Mariota, don't screw this up. You need to be a game manager. Now we got a guy with special arm talent,
right?
And you're telling me that him having a game manager-type season is not enough.
Well, I mean, if you're running the ball, if we're consistently running the football for 150 and more yards and Allgeier's in there in the balance with Bijan, then okay. Zach Robinson maybe lets the flow of the game dictate the play call. Oh, that's going to be fun to watch. No, we want to see action, man. We want to see the downfield threat. We want to see the explosive play,
yeah,
man.
You know what? You're right. Because that's what's going to get us excited and hyped. I mean, at the bends, I'll be honest with you, the more 50-yard down the field bombs I see us complete, the more excited I get.
Right?
I mean, like, I hear you. Quick hitters are fine moving the chains or running the ball down somebody's throat when we need to. I'm all for that. But the big explosive plays is what we've missed out on. It's why nobody considers us to be one of the most explosive offenses in the NFL. So I'm with you on that, but I just want to put it out there because there are going to be some people who go, man, he's young. He only played three games, yeah, Mike. He's got to be a game manager.
You know, they kind of game managed it against the Giants. And again, his interception wasn't his fault. That was a terrible Pitts batted ball. Washington, he throws for 223. He did have a pick, but as we said, there may have been a guy that was not where he's supposed to be on the field, but he threw 35 times. He threw 38 times against Carolina.
That's what I'm talking about.
312 yards, two touchdowns.
That ain't game manager,
bro. That's letting it rip, man.
That's letting it go. I'm with you on that.
18.5 is the current prop right now for Michael Penix touchdown passes. 2025 season.
Yeah, I got to go over on that. You know what?
Over.
Drunk Larry just bet $125 on the Braves. I got to call Larry. Now, that's you want to put $125 on something, let's put on that. That's a smart bet.
Yeah, I don't – 18.
Yeah, that's
– you know what they're saying there? Mike, they're making him a game manager.
Yeah. Well, they just don't know.
That's what they're making.
But they just don't know what we've got. We think we know what we've got. You know, guys out west, it's Vegas. They're trying to get action. Falcons don't draw a lot of action. You know, oh, is going to stay healthy, the injury. As far as they know, they might think Kirk Cousins is going to play.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
They don't know it like we know it.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. I will say this, though. The way they're always so close on these games is just amazing. Right. Yeah, and that was before
AI,
by the way.
I think if I'm talking about 19 touchdowns for Penix in his first year as a starter, that's a disappointment.
So he's a game manager.
No, that's got to be more. I was just saying, that'll take you over 18.5. You'll win your bet, but I don't think.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That gets us in the playoffs.
Yeah, I'm with you. And then, yeah, Day-Day says, well, what if the defense is scoring points?
This defense has never scored points. But if this defense becomes a ball-hawking team with the kind of people we brought in, you know? Look, in 16, the offense was so good, it made the defense better. Because every team was, before they looked up, they were down 10 points, so they couldn't run the football, and that's how Vic Beasley got 15 and a half sacks that year.
Yep. All right. You guys can chime in, 404-726-0929. Keep training, Kyle, and Michael Penix is not a game manager.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.